Well, I got people here that don't let me forget anything. I mean, glory to God. If you need a Bible, raise your hand. I should do have some Bibles that they can share with you. Glory to God. Let's look at Luke. Excuse me. Luke chapter 4, please. Excuse me. Luke chapter 4. Yeah, let me just have that water there. Thank you. Luke chapter 4. Jesus came to preach, and he preached the gospel of the kingdom. And anytime you're talking about the kingdom, you're talking about the supernatural. Anytime you're talking about the kingdom, you're talking about the supernatural. It's a supernatural, it's a revelation. That's why he said the kingdom of God does not come by observation. Why? Because it comes by revelation. And in it, he said in Luke chapter 4, Jesus began to preach. He said in verse 18, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, and to preach what? The acceptable year of the Lord. And he closed the book and gave it to the minister and set down. The eyes of all them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him. And he began to say, this day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears. Now, that's acceptable year of the Lord is the year of Jubilee. It's a year where when the trumpet would blast on the 50th year, everybody's debts would be canceled. Isn't that just a wonderful thing? Well, you don't have to wait till the 50th year. You can blow the horn in your own life today. Praise God. Because after Jesus came, every day is the 50th year. We can get these debts canceled right now. Praise God. Now, here's the thing about debt cancellation. What he was preaching is supernatural debt cancellation. He wasn't preaching naturally. He's preaching something supernatural. And unless you expect the supernatural, then it won't happen in your life. You have to expect the supernatural. Now, that's very important because God wants you to be debt-free. I said, God wants you to be debt-free. And in getting debt-free, at least in my life, I had to first decide that I was going to be debt-free. It first takes a decision because I just, had been in debt so long until debt just didn't bother me anymore. I was just paying bills, going to work, paying bills and going to work. But there's a better life than that. God wants it so that if you have something and it's paid off and he tells you to sow it as a seed, you can sow it. You don't have to bring it to the church and lay brought thing to the church and say, Pastor, God told me to sow this to the church. I said, what is it? She said, it's an old house over in such and such street. I said, oh, okay. She said, no, it's about 30 more payments on it. But as she told me, so I said, no, you pay it off, then you bring it in here. So I'm just saying that what he wants is he wants us unencumbered. That if he wants us to move and go to Africa, he wants us to move to go to New York, then we're able to go. We don't have to go and look at the people who we owe money to and say, hey, and so forth. God wants you to be free. Now, I'm saying that because I'm not saying that being in debt is a sin. I'm just saying that God has a better way for you to live. Say amen to that. And what it takes first, it takes the decision that I'm going to get out of debt. And I tell you, it's easy to make that decision. And once you do, I'm telling you, it's a life that you've never experienced before. I mean, it is free. You can wake up in the morning because, sometimes at night, those bills start talking to you. They used to try to keep me awake at night, but I overcame. Say amen to that. And oh, no man, nothing but to love him for over 20 years. So I'm just saying you can do the same thing. God has a plan for your life and it's a plan that you be free. Say amen to that. Now let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 9. And this is one of the ways that I got free. I gave my way out of debt. Now, that sounds like some kind of a weird statement, but it's true. In the kingdom, you can give your way out of debt. Look what he says here in verse 6. He said, but this I say, which soweth, but he said, that's which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Every man, according as he purposeth in his heart, shall let him give, not grudgingly, nor on necessity. For God loveth what kind of giver? Cheerful giver. Now, he's saying, every man as he purposeth in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly, nor of necessity. The pressure to give. You don't have to have pressure on you to give. You give willingly and give cheerfully. Say amen to that. Amen. And then he said, God loves a cheerful giver. And then he says, next verse, please. Thank you. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you always have all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. Now, this is what he wants. Let's take that same verse and put it in the Amplified and just see what it says. And it says, and God is able to make all grace, every favor and earthly blessing come to you in abundance, that so you may always and under all circumstances and whatever the need be self-sufficient, possessing enough to require no aid or support, and furnished in abundance for every good work and charitable donation. Now, this is telling you that God, through your giving, unhooks you from the system of the world and has you to see God as your source, and he'll give you enough for every time the bucket passes by or every time there's a need that he brings in your life, you have enough to meet that need. Say amen to that. All right, now watch this next verse. And as it is written, he has dispersed abroad, he's given to the poor, and his righteousness remaineth forever. How now he that ministers seed to the sower, both ministers bread for your food, and multiplies your seed sown, and increases the fruits of your righteousness. I would like to take that verse and let's read it in the Amplified. And God who provides seed for the sower and bread for eating will also provide and multiply your resources for sowing and increase the fruits of your righteousness, which manifest itself in active goodness, kindness, and charity. Now, I want to go back to that part of that verse we just read. He will provide and multiply your resources for sowing. That's where I want to start, right there. You know, in the beginning of the year, I have my schedule set. And then I start giving. And when I start giving, God begins to add more engagements to my schedule. That I go out and speak, people give honorariums for me speaking to them and so forth. And it's almost like, wow, where did all this come from? And I have to remember it came from my giving. Because as I did give, he began to multiply my resources for sowing. Say amen to this. And so as my resources begin to multiply, now I have more avenues of revenues and money is coming in so I could do more and give more. Isn't that wonderful? So we have, my wife and I live this way, and God multiplies us constantly. Things come on the calendar, people call me, so forth and so on. And these are meetings that I never expected to be speaking at. But it's because somebody's in a process of giving. Amen. And God said, be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man sows, that shall he also reap. So maybe, you know, if you're not experiencing that kind of increase, maybe you need to check on the seed side. Am I really giving according to as God has planned for me to give? See, either this word is true or we need to fold this Bible up and every one of us say hallelujah and go on home because it's not working. I'm telling you, if it works for Bill Winston, it's going to work for you. Folks, I came to Chicago with $200. Amen. Amen. And but look what God has done. And the Bible says in Acts chapter 10, he is no respecter of persons. What he did for me, he'll do for you. Also on internet, please feel free to give. You can give by texting your giving. Praise God. We have the appropriate items on your internet there to be able to text your giving. And also in this congregation here, if you don't have a big enough envelope, just let me know. And one of the ushers will get you an envelope. And you spell million with two L's. Now, I'm believing God that one day somebody's going to put $1 million in this offering. Now, give Jesus some praise, and let's go ahead and serve God. Amen.
Hallelujah. Lord, we bless your name. Somebody just shout.